Blog Talk Radio.
All right, it's Monday, everybody. And there was no opening drop, and that's because in my zeal to clean out songs for our Friday show and to make room and to make sure I have good music, I accidentally deleted the opening drop when Dee says, "Hey, this is the Wan Boy. You're listening to Life Side Boogie with LifeRemixRadio.com. Say word, word." So at the top of the show, I was waiting for the drop to play. And then I'm like, duh, and I actually happen to have LaVon here with me today. She's next to me doing the show. We're going to talk about some organ donor things and just a whole bunch of other stuff. So I'm giggling to myself, but you know what? We have to do that in life. We have to giggle and we have to have fun. And ironically, I was going to play Happy Birthday by Stevie Wonder because today we're celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Day. And Barack Obama's declared National Day of Service. But if I hear Happy Birthday one more time today, I think I'm going to scream. So I opted not to play that. And if we so feel inclined, we can all just sing Happy Birthday to Dr. Martin Luther King at the end of the show. Just to let everybody know, the chat room is now open. I see Curvy Queen in the chat room. Hello, my darling. I should have had you over with me today, too. We could have had a big old life remix party here in my office. I've got LaVon here with me, so I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to have you. You just are such a trooper, sticking it out with me as I grow this media conglomerate, I guess I could say, that I'm building and I'm working on. But on a serious note, I told you all I got certified as a life coach at the end of last year, and I'm very, very happy about that. And so I'm now working on my programs for life coaching and really affordable monthly packages. I'm actually working with my trainer so we can get packages ready that can be available for purchase and for service. So before I unveil that, we have a few more things to tighten up, and I've been taking notes and writing. And I'm reading an amazing book by Deepak Chopra called The Third Jesus. And it just explains so much how everything is done in threes. And I always do, for those of you that know me, know I do everything in threes anyway. I write three books based on a particular topic. I just kind of believe, I'm a big believer in threes. And then, you know, that speaks to the Trinity and a whole bunch of other areas, but anyway, the life coaching program is going to be broken down into three categories. We have an essentials, a monthly essentials, then I also have a wellness plan, and then we've got a full immersion continuous care program. So as the details start to take shape, I will definitely unveil that to you, but I'm not revealing too much too soon. So on that note, today I'm only doing a 30-minute show because I've got a gajillion, me and my thigh words. We have so much to do today just for Martin Luther King, and it's because I think I'm going down to D.C., and if I make it down to D.C., I'm going to do the show live from D.C. tomorrow. You all know with me, some things are not definitively defined until that exact moment. So I'll know once I get off the air if I can make it. But I remember saying last week, I'm getting too old. I don't feel like dealing with the crowds and blah, 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 blah. But if I have an opportunity to go that's relatively hassle-free, I'm going to jump on it. And the opportunity that was afforded to me very early this morning was just, sigh, we're going, I think we can make it happen, blah, blah, blah. So if, in fact, that is the case, I am so there, and I'm going to broadcast from there tomorrow. The only little caveat to that piece, and my husband definitely brought this to my attention, is that I have to hope I get internet service. The good thing about this show is that I can call in from my cell phone and still do the show. so then it won't be, you know, too much of a disruption. You know, the chat room just won't be able to be open unless maybe somebody moderates the show from a stationary place. But I do believe the inauguration is at 12 o'clock tomorrow. I don't know if it's at 11 a.m. or 12 a.m. If it's at 12, I'm not sure what I'm going to do about the show. Maybe I'll broadcast it live. I just don't know yet. There's too many X's, you know, for those of you that know and study, and X is definitely and represents the unknown. But there's just too many X's right now. So if it's at 11, we'll have maybe a discourse about it. If it's at 12, I ain't figured that out yet. So just tune in tomorrow. Stay tuned. But we're going to do something celebratory because of this momentous and beautiful moment that we have and that we're living through, this historic event that we're living through right now. So that's definitely a good thing. To those of you who may be at work, I thought today was a national day, a national holiday. And ironically enough, I didn't know in the state of New Jersey, teachers actually had to go to work today. I thought teachers would be off, the students are off, but teachers, and if they want the day off, they have to take it out of their days. And I remember when I worked for a hotel, we had to work. This was not a national holiday for us, and I took the day off. I took a personal day, sick day, whatever I had to take, but I let my boss know, you will not see me on Black Man's Day. It just wasn't happening. And so I took the day off, but unfortunately, I don't know if it's this holiday as a national holiday doesn't get the props that it so rightfully deserves, but I think it's absolutely amazing that Barack Obama is declaring this a national day of service. And since, in fact, it is a national day of service, perhaps moving forward, we will be able to take the day off and just do maybe community work or some type of charitable work in lieu of going to work on that particular day. We'll have to see. This is week number 3 of our month-long success series, and this week we're discussing awareness and spirituality. For those of you who have been following us for the entire month, the first week we talked about health and healthy living. Our whole program for the first week of January was Mastering Your Health. We talked about, well, first thing I told everybody to do that week was take down your decorations. But we talked about tips to boost your metabolism, why good health is important. And health is not just physical. It is also very inclusive of your mind and your body as well. So that was day one of the Mastering Your Health series. Day two, we talked about cross-training for fitness and fat loss. We talked about the benefits of whey protein, and we also talked about the benefits of multivitamins. And then the third installment of our Mastering Your Health series was staying motivated to exercise, the benefits of fish oil and thyroid and weight loss. So for those of you that actually missed part 1, 2, and 3 of the Mastering Your Health series, just shoot me an email and I'll be more than happy to get that program to you, or you can definitely download it from my site. Last week, which was our second week of the month-long success series, we talked about love and relationships, and I talked very much in depth about learning to love yourself and how important that is. We were our show was generously brought to you by Windsor Pilates, which anybody who is looking to exercise, I would strongly encourage Pilates or implementing some form of yoga into your workout, into your exercise program, because it really does tighten up your core and it makes you feel great. I used to take Pilates at least once a week, and it was absolutely amazing, and I felt very rejuvenated, and there was such a level of clarity in my thinking. I guess maybe I need to do Pilates more often. But we also talked about celebrating yourself. And then up to this week, this is week 3 of our month-long success series, and this week is all about awareness and spirituality. But in light of Martin Luther King Day and tomorrow the inauguration, we're going to talk a little bit about politics. And Wednesday we'll go back to our lesson. And then on Thursday, you know, Dewan joins us every single Thursday for our weekly Ecclesia Bible study. And then Friday is party time. I'm already planning music for Friday's party. I love having our parties on Friday. We talk about so much stuff, listen to some good music. And I'm laughing because Vernon, who is in the D.C. area, who listens to the show every single day, when I played My Prerogative by Bobby Brown, he said he was getting his Gumby wig out. So that was a lot of fun. So that is week three. And then our last week is of our, the last week of our month-long success series is wealth and wealth building and prosperity. So all four modules were health, love, awareness, and wealth. And once we make it through January, with the exception of just a couple of days here and there, we would have completed our month-long success series for healthy living, healthy and loving relationships, heightening our spirituality and our awareness. And then the last week is about wealth building and prosperity. So I'm very, very happy to come to you. Now on to a couple more things just before we move into today's topic. The Biggie movie this weekend did $21.5 million. This is not a gossip show, and you know I'm not really into celebrity sightings. I worked in the entertainment industry for far too many years to make my exodus from that industry and then come to you at 12 noon to talk to you every day about more celebrity stuff. It's just not my style. But I think something I would be remiss in mentioning the magnitude and importance of this movie being made, because I actually thought the movie was not going to do well. I did not think it was going to be successful because I'm like, people are so biggied out. But the irony is that my son, who's 15, he and all of his friends went to see it this weekend, and I'm like, why do you want to go see that? And then I realized just in engaging in a conversation with a teenager, they don't even know who Biggie was. Or who Biggie is, or what he stood for, because when Biggie was tragically murdered, they were too little, maybe 3 years old or 4 years old or 2 years old. I just saw Curvy Queen. Sai, gotta go. I'm gonna try to call in a bit. Love you, Toodles. Thanks for joining me in the chat room, Curvy Queen. Thanks. If you can call in, that would be fantastic. That was a quick sidebar. But, you know, a lot of teenagers didn't know who Biggie was, so I think perhaps that's why, or maybe there's a heightened fascination. So, just big ups to everybody, and I do have a friend who was in that movie. Big shout out to Candace Waller, who had a small part in Notorious. So if she's listening, Candace, I hope you had a great and amazing weekend. I hope you went to the screening this week, last week in New York City of the movie Notorious. And just a big shout out to the movie that grossed $21.5 million opening weekend. I am probably going to see it this weekend when everybody, you know, all allowed. People, I'm not going to classify it, but, you know, all the sit down and why your phone ringing and whose baby is that screaming? You know, after all of those people, maybe that sounded gently condescending, but I actually want to go see the movie and actually see it and not hear cell phones ringing, people getting up and down, people walking in late, loud. So, you know, I'm going next week. I'm going to just leave that at that. And LaVon is here with me in the studio right now. She usually listens to the show, but she actually happens to be here with me today because we're going to talk a little bit about organ donorship and the importance of organ donorship. But she's laughing with me here because she knows that I'm seeing it next week. So that's enough. Moving right along before we get into organ donorship, I just have so much to say. This was such an event-filled weekend for me. I'm just like going on. To share so much to get out, aside from it being Martin Luther King Day, I had a stalker on Facebook. Because I deleted my MySpace page months and months ago, just because I did not really feel it was necessary as a place to go. And I actually did create a Facebook page to connect with a lot of people who I have gone to school with. Facebook is an amazing, amazing social network. If you've gone to college or you've attended other programs, I mean, you can really connect with people. I'm finding people that I went to high school with, and, you know, some are in Atlanta, some are in D.C., some are in New York with me, and it's great because I'm telling all of them, hey, listen, you know, these are people that you spent 4 years of your life intimately with, well, not intimately, but just, you know, you hung with very closely for 4 years. So I've extended the invitation. If any of them come back to the city for our high school reunion this year, come crash at my house. I don't care if you have families or if I go to Atlanta or if I go to Milwaukee or if I go to St. Paul or I go to Seattle. These are all places where I have friends that I've gone to school with. So Facebook is absolutely amazing for that. But I did get a friend request from this person who was a friend of a friend. So I checked out his profile before I saved him as a friend. And, you know, he's got the right Christian words up there. So I said, you know, he's a Christian, I'm a Christian, he's a friend of a friend, why not? Until I started getting these really weird postings like, hi, honey, how are you? Which is odd. Now, I call a lot of people honey anyway, but this is somebody who I don't know. And then I looked at his page again, and he's sending the same very loose relationship-ish type messages on people's walls. So this weekend, I took the liberty of blocking him as a friend. No questions asked, and according to Facebook's terms, that person that you're blocking is no longer notified, is not notified. So, I mean, I couldn't care either way, but, you know, watch what you put out on the Internet, because you never know who's seeing this stuff. And once you put it out there, you can't take it back. So thank God I live a very Christian life. I have no problems, you know. My business relationships, I believe, are pretty successful. My personal relationships are pretty successful. So, you know, it is what it is. But just be careful, because there are some kooky people out there. So that's enough about that. If you're at work today, take a long lunch, chill out, relax with some friends. But I do want to get into a conversation about organ donorship. And I do have a friend who's always in the chat room, who I'm blessed to have her here with me today. Quiet. I'm sure she's not going to talk to everybody. She's usually chatting it up in the chat room. But she's got a little cousin who is 9 months old right now. And he was born without a liver. Oh, he has it, but
it's sick.
It's sick. Okay, it's sick. His liver, his pancreas, and his intestines are not well. And I'm not getting into the whole history of it, but we thought he had an organ donor. But you have to realize, in order for him to have an organ donor, that means that a baby younger than him needed to have transitioned into the afterlife, sans Reed died, in order for him to get these organs, which is really, really sad for the parents. Now, when I got the text message that we're not doing the surgery, me not probably paying attention, I thought it was a good thing, not understanding that it wasn't a good match, or they weren't going to be able to have the surgery because the organ donorship situation or deal or whatever you want to call it did not work through properly. Now, I did not believe I should be an organ donor, because I, based on my faith, felt I want to be whole and together when I die. I don't want, you know how they say, nothing missing, nothing broken, and you want to be whole. But after seeing the movie 7 Pounds, which I thought was a horrible movie, you know, I just thought it was not one of Will Smith's better movies. I think the storyline was amazing. I think the acting was amazing. But just the movie itself, I did not think was very strong. But just the whole concept around organ donorship, and then hearing the story about this 9-month-old baby who really needs organs right now. And then I was watching a program, I believe it was on the Discovery Channel this past weekend, about this young man who has needed a heart for some time. And he was able to find a heart. The doctors were able to secure a heart for him from a man who had been declared brain dead. And they actually showed the surgeons flying to, it was one of the Carolinas somewhere, to get this heart to bring back to this young man, and the elation that was on his face and all of the doctors' faces, that he was able to have a heart and the possibility of a heart transplant. So, you know, when you see stuff like that, it kind of makes you think, and I was on the fence struggling for a while about this whole organ donorship thing, but I really believe in my heart I'm going to make that an underlying message of this show for the entire year. So at any opportune moment, I will mention it. I'm going to add it to my blog. I'm going to add it to all of the places that I touch, because I realize now the importance of it. So if I can just add my 2 cents and keep putting it and imparting that in the hearts and minds of my listeners and the people that read my blog, I definitely feel I'm making another contribution to humanity, because it's so needed. We never know what somebody else needs. And the way it was explained to me even further this morning is that Jesus died on the cross so we can have life and we can live a life and we can have life abundantly. So is it that much of a sacrifice for me to give my organs something that I'm not going to need anyway? I believe that we're all spirit mastering a human experience. Really, I do, that we're a spirit anyway. And once we transition and our spirit moves on, we're not going to need organs and stuff anyway because that was part of the old us. So the long and short of it is, if you can, please put it in your heart to consider organ donorship because you don't know what a life it can save and how it can help someone else. And with all of the technology that we have right now, all of the wonderful things that we have, it just you just don't know what little thing, something that may seem trivial to you, can really help and bless someone else. So I do know in my little bit of research about organ donorship, kidneys are always needed, lungs are always needed, eyes are very helpful. And then in the case of this little bitty baby who's 9 months old who needs a liver, a pancreas, and intestines, I mean, just really, I'm not going to belabor this issue, but just consider it. Consider writing it into your will. Consider writing it into your estate. Have it stamped and signed by a notary and put it with all of your personal effects. So when the time comes that you do transition, everybody that's in your immediate circle is very much aware of what you choose to do with your body once you die. So that's really that about that issue. Last thing, hopefully, I'll be broadcasting to you live from the inauguration tomorrow. I will keep you advised. If you're following me on Twitter, I'm going to tweet about it all day. So if you're following me on Twitter, you'll know what's going on because I'm going to be tweeting away on my ride to D.C. and tweeting once I get there. So if you're following me on Twitter, that's a good thing. You'll know exactly where I'm going to be for the show tomorrow. So enjoy that. And thank you all for listening. And just remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. And on this National Day of Service, I ask you to please consider being a servant of others, which is the mandate that was placed on Christians anyway. I thank you all for listening. I love you all for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow at 12 noon. It's your girl, Cy Brown, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.